Chapter 3. As soon as Amanda had seen Christine and Tom Beatty out, she walked down the hall toward the office of Kate Ross, the firm's in-house investigator. As she walked, she thought about what Tom Beatty was going through. Amanda was no stranger to post-traumatic stress disorder. Several years ago, she had been taken prisoner by the Surgeon, a serial killer. Amanda had escaped unharmed physically, but the trauma had left psychic scars. PTSD was terrible and crippling. For the most part, Amanda was okay now, but what she had endured at the hands of the Surgeon had lasted only a few minutes. She could not imagine what it would be like to face the horrors of war over and over. Kate Ross was 5'7", and her dark complexion, large brown eyes, and curly black hair made her look vaguely Middle Eastern. Today, she was wearing tight jeans, a man-tailored white shirt, and a navy blue blazer. Kate had been a Portland cop before she had gone to work as a private investigator for Reed, Briggs, Stevens, Stottlemyre, and Compton, Portland's largest law firm. While at Reed Briggs, Kate had asked Amanda to represent Daniel Ames, a young associate at the firm who was charged with murder. After Kate and Amanda cleared Daniel's name, Kate and Daniel had become lovers and had joined Amanda's firm. "We have a new client," Amanda said as she took a seat. "What's the case?" "A simple assault. Our guy goes into a bar." "This sounds like an old joke." "That's a rabbi, a priest, and a Buddhist monk. And get serious." Kate held up her hands. "My bad. Continue, Buona." Tom Beatty, our client, was seated on a stool watching a baseball game at the Lookout. "I know where that is." "I figured you might. Anyway, Tom says that everyone was jammed together. There was a big play. Harold Rue, who was seated next to our client, jumped up and threw out his arms, knocking over Tom's beer. Rue got sopping wet and blamed our client. Tom apologized, but that wasn't enough for Mr. Rue, and he threw a punch."
"So our guy is saying it was self-defense?"
Amanda nodded. "But we may have a problem. Our client was a Navy SEAL, and he saw combat in Afghanistan and Iraq. He won't talk about what he did, but I have the impression it was heavy-duty stuff. The problem for Harold Rue is that Mr. Beatty knows how to defend himself, and..."